Hi everybody, this is Cecilia and I'm about to have a very nice conversation with Rachel.
Hello.
So Rachel has been investigating the relationship between analogical and digital photography, right? Do you want to give us an overall of your project and your research?
Yeah, sure. The question I posed in the symposium was, is there such a thing as too much memory? And I kind of arrived at this through looking at digital personal photographic archives that we use today that could be termed as archives, like Facebook, the places where we upload all our photos, really. Mm-hmm. And also analog photographic archives, like the type of things we used to have before camera phones and Web 2.0, which was photos, like printed photos.
Yeah, I remember
people kept them in albums, right, and photo frames in their house.
You took your dad's archive, right?
Yeah, kind of small archive. That was one of the starting points for my research last year. I had this box of old photos, of old family photos. It wasn't very big, it was just like maybe 100 photos. Oh. That I got from my dad, and I started looking at all of those, and I found there was only 7 photos of my gran, who I never knew, but it was his mum, obviously. And I thought, wow, only 7 photos of a whole lifetime.
Yeah, yeah,
that's amazing. And that would never impressive. Look how different it is now in the digital age, where we have thousands of photos of ourselves and our life, and we will have, by the time our life ends, we'll have thousands upon thousands. And it's kind of, it really made me think, that stark contrast between only in 2 generations has that happened as well.
That's right.
Even, you could even say 1 generation in some ways. You know, my dad certainly didn't have thousands of photos, but...
Sure.
Yeah.
So, like, you're arguing how this can affect our memory.
Correct. Yeah, that's right. I think because we've got so many photos and we take so many photos of our life, which is in part because of, technology changing, digital photography, smartphones, Web 2.0, social media, all of these things have kind of come together to create the perfect situation for us to take and store so many photos of our lives, everyday photos. And this means we've got a huge kind of archive of mediated memory. So it's photos that really trigger our memory of the past, if you like. So I'm kind of saying that because we have this huge, unprecedented amount of digital photos that document our life now, we have access to so much more mediated memory of our life, so much more memory of our life.
What do you mean by mediated memory?
So mediated memory just really means that for a photo to remind us of something. Okay. So it's like the photo is mediating the memory.
The experience, right?
Yeah, the thing, the recalling of the memory.
And do you think it's changed from the digital to the... From the analogical to the digital, the way we remember the experience.
Yeah, I think crucially the reason why it's changed so much is because we have so many more photos,
so each of them represent like it's way less of power or of importance.
Yeah, and we view them so much more as well, and we share them so much more, and we exchange them, and they're part of our lives so much more. They're not sat in an album in a cupboard somewhere. Right. They're actually things that we're sharing and engaging with all the time.
You just brought up a very important topic, which is like the sharing and the kind of network, social network topic. Because you were referring to Facebook in your research. So what's your point about it?
Yeah, Facebook is only one of the kind of places we share photos. You've got Flickr, you've got Instagram, you've got, this was just one example, really, that I was using. But, it's totally true that we don't just use photos to remember. These days we use it to communicate with each other. You know, we send photos that will essentially say something to somebody. And also we use photos very much to formulate our identities as well online, in the sort of the age of the selfie and the age of the kind of curated identity.
Okay, as a negative effect, isn't...
No, I do think that part of my research has kind of led me to believe, or led me to question, that having this huge archive of photos of mediated memory is might not be as positive as we think. Usually, sharing photos, it's fun, it's good. Often remembering is a really positive thing, but it can be. There's a lot of research that's coming out now which is starting to indicate that there are some detrimental effects to this as well,
yeah,
to do with our mental well-being, to do with our decision making. The kind of thing that is many researchers are kind of looking at the importance of forgetting,
yeah,
and actually how we're creating all these archives of
we're kind of
memory.
Overloading our memory.
Yeah, but
right.
we're not able to perhaps forget as much as we
That's
we were.
That Facebook's plays on.
Completely. These days, of course, Facebook has built-in functionality that tells you to remember things or invites you to remember things and posts photos
definitely.
From a year ago, 2 years ago, on your page.
But do you think like those kind of technologies, like created by the Silicon Valley, let's mm-hmm. say, are kind of incentivizing us to make and publish just a certain kind of like types of photography or a specific kind of them?
I think so. I think like any kind of, we live in a kind of networked community online, and like we hear this word sort of the echo chamber. We hear a lot about social networks, and I think that's probably what's happening with our photos as well. We because it's also led by kind of user validation. We want people to like our photos and engage with them. We're all kind of being steered to posting certain types of images about which people we think people will respond to. So they're
kind of shaping the way
we
are behaving.
And perhaps that's shaping what we, how we behave, but also how we take photos and what we share to people. Yeah. And I think that perhaps is leading to a kind of homogenization of photographs. You know, are we all taking the same photos? We see 1,000 coffees and 1,000 breakfasts and 1,000 cats.
Do you
know?
Think that point could be related to the fact of remembering, could affect the way we remember since we are all like getting towards the same direction?
Yeah, that's really interesting, because that leads on to, as you say, if we're if there is a homogenization of photos, then is our memory all becoming the same as well?
Right.
Or more
about
the
new
same?
Brands. Like if I wanted to go to a coffee like in a small town and not that coffee place because of its features and characteristics. But here with like chains, all the chains are kind of the same. Like if I think about Starbucks, it's the coffee, and like, they all propose the same experience.
Totally.
Kind of
people say, don't they, about how culture is becoming all the same.
Yeah.
And perhaps memories and photographs, there is a kind of sameness about them. Yeah. And the way the platforms are designed, like Facebook and Flickr, they certainly design for that, I think, for that type of sameness as well.
That's really interesting. Mm. Did you put any of those elements in your drawer? Is there something you want to talk about?
Yeah, in the drawer, I put a few different things. I put my first camera phone, which goes back to, it's a Sony Ericsson, which doesn't exist anymore.
Nice.
It goes back to about 2007, and I found it the other day in a drawer, and it's the first camera phone I owned, which obviously camera phones were a big part of changing the way we engage with photography. I also put some screen prints I've been doing. I've been experimenting with how screen printing photographs can perhaps add some curation, add some meaning to them, where the sort of indiscriminate way we take and store photos is, in a way, it's devaluing them.
Mm.
Because we certainly value a few photos. You know, I'm not saying we don't value some of our photos that we share on and keep on social media, but there's probably thousands that we don't value at all.
Yeah, but going back, what you were saying, we select certain kind of pictures because we want them to be popular somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
So, yeah, I've been experimenting with some screen printing. So there is some screen printing of some photos from my old analogue archive of photos in there as well, in the box. And there's an old picture frame, a dismantled old picture frame, because it's kind of a nod to how photos used to be used and how, of course, they are not anymore. The picture frame is very much redundant, I think, apart from in galleries, perhaps.
Yeah, that's right. So, I think it's enough. You've been saying so many very interesting things, and I feel like your project is so, like, got so much layers you can bring forward and work on.
I think it is really layered, and that is challenging as well, because there's lots of different things that are interacting.
It's a sensitive thing, thematic that you're working on. Cool. Thank you very much, Rachel.
Thank you very much.
And see you, I don't know, later. Good luck with your project.
Thank you.